The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Fourth and final hour underway here on this Monday. The Morning Mystery movie clip coming up in just about 18 minutes. We will get to Cut Sheet Part 2 today in music history, or what Phil did over the weekend, and also who won Twitter today. Also, I've got these stories, these updates on Planet Fitness, and also a free speech conversation, time permitting. But right now, let's get to some of the news here at almost 9:03. It is time for a Dawn Stenslin Big 3 at 9.
It's the Big 3 at 9 on Kale and Company.
Big 3 at 9, other news of the day, as we've learned that actor, very popular actor, Steve Buscemi, attacked.
Thompson!
Yeah. Brutally attacked by this stranger, comes up to him, wallops the actor right across the face, and they say that Steve Buscemi had been leaning up against a wall and then texting on his phone at the time of that attack. So medics responding. It was 3rd Avenue and East 28th Street. This is in Manhattan, where they picked him up and rushed him to the hospital, treated for bruising, swelling, and bleeding. His left eye bleeding in that whole area.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty brutal there, as NYPD was releasing images of that suspect in hopes of tracking him down.
I got to tell you, for somebody that's liked Steve Buscemi in a lot of the stuff he has done, I never thought he could pull off Nucky Thompson in the HBO series Boardwalk Empire, but God, was he good.
Yeah.
When I saw that first come out, I was like, I'm so into this. I'm so excited to watch it. But I had doubts, because you see Steve Buscemi in all these Adam Sandler movies, and you're like, nah, he can't be like, you know, the mayor and like a mobster, but he pulled it off.
Great actor.
Yeah.
This is making headlines, and I guess I didn't even remember this, but there was another actor, Michael Stuhlbarg, was struck in the head with a rock. He was attacked a couple months ago. He's okay, but he's another Boardwalk Empire actor.
Yes.
Who was also, I mean, they have this problem in New York with these random attacks.
Oh, I know. It's the de-evolution of society. And by the way, speaking of random violence, I have a Mother's Day brunch verbal spat update to give you guys after the news.
There was another celebrity that was just attacked in New York City. Do you guys remember who it was?
I do not, but you might be able to refresh my memory.
I'm trying to Google it and remember who it was.
The other HBO person.
Rick Moranis.
No! Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Rick Moranis was attacked.
Yeah, who would ever want to hurt Rick?
I know.
A little pleasant little small dude.
Yep.
Hey, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah, it's not, it's really a, what a, it's like the Wild West.
Yeah.
New York City.
Yeah. Why? What's the motivation?
I don't know.
But Eric Adams says, we do not have a crime problem.
Yeah.
So the Philadelphia Parking Authority announcing today, they're trying to curb illegal parking to help those with disabilities. So starting today, PPA is going to begin ticketing any drivers with tougher violations if you park on a crosswalk or on a sidewalk. And they're saying that in part, It you're blocking the way for somebody who's in a wheelchair, somebody with disabilities, but also people who might be pushing a baby stroller. But these violations will cost drivers anywhere from $76 in Center City to $51 in other parts of the city. So they're ramping up these charges and on the lookout for these individuals. The PPA has been, for about 2 weeks, handing out warnings to people to give drivers forewarning about these new fines. So new fines in Philadelphia.
Wow.
If you're parked in a spot that especially blocks any kind of a ramp of any sort, and I guess it doesn't have to be, I don't know if it has to be marked. If it's a ramp, then you face that $76 fine. But if it's in a handicap space as marked with the blue markings, $301.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
So they are cracking down, zero tolerance.
I agree.
And remember that Governor Josh Shapiro's office had said that, in fact, and this will go into effect 1 year from now, and this has to do with the bill where it'll be hands-free access with cell phones while you're driving. So we've known this was coming. So many other states do it. And Jersey was one of the first in our area, so they got the big coverage. But that has passed. You might not realize that the bill also includes a provision that law enforcement, especially state police, will now collect publicly reported and they will publicly report data on all traffic stops, including a driver's race. So that will go into effect.
You mean like a drag race?
Oh no, a driver's ethnicity.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, like
like race.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
That was funny. I love that. That was good. No, but that wasn't widely reported when we talked about the fact that it was expected to be signed and it'll go into effect in a year that you have to go hands-free while you're driving.
Mm-hmm.
But a lesser known provision in that was passed and signed into law is that Pennsylvania State Police and a lot of bigger police departments will be required now to publicly report data and collect data at traffic stops.
Yep.
So I wonder, I don't know, like on your driver's license, what if you opt out that you don't want to put your ethnicity? Can you do that?
Okay, I don't know.
How do they collect? So then they'd have to ask you?
Let me actually pull up my, I'm going to pull up my driver's license. I want to see what it says on here, actually.
So because sometimes you can opt out that you don't want to put certain things.
Let's see. I've got my driver's license number, date of birth, name, address, expiration, issued, sex, eyes, height, class.
Does it have a box?
No, there's nothing for race on I've got the most modern PA driver's license because I had to get a new one when I moved back up here 2 years ago.
So it's not even what your driver's license says. It's actually they're going to have to ask a person?
I guess. Yeah, it's not on here. Sex, eyes, height, that's it.
What's your height?
On the license or in real life?
On your license.
5'10".
Oh, you are not 5'10".
Hey, it's my truth, Greg.
Oh,
okay?
God.
All right, if guys can say they're girls and everything else, I can say I'm 5'10".
That's truth.
And I'm also a Gen Xer, even though I'm really a millennial. I identify as a Gen Xer.
Well, that is our big three here on Kale & Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. So speaking of the evolution of society, I want to give you this story yesterday from Mother's Day. Yeah. This was an unbelievable scene. I've never seen anything like this. Swear to God, not embellishing here. So we go, my sister and her husband, Mother's Day brunch. I drove up the turnpike to the Lehigh Valley, and we went to a little place in Albertus, kind of up in the Schwenksville area where the Trump rally was about a month ago. So we had this great brunch, you know, all sorts of buffet stuff, mimosas, Bloody Marys, you name it. And the way they had it set up was they had bacon and sausage and some potatoes in this middle aisle in the big buffet things with the sternos. And then up towards the bar area, they had like a shrimp cocktail, all these fine Italian meats and cheeses, prosciutto, soppressata, mortadella, mozzarella, like on down the list. A crab mango salsa dip. It was out of this world. And then in the corner, they had the omelet guy and the guy making like the pancakes and the waffles. And, you know, my sister is waiting. She got her omelet. It's been sitting at the table for 20 minutes. It's cold now. My sister is just like me. She likes her food. If it's supposed to be hot, she likes it piping hot. You can't make it hot enough. In fact, even if it's scalding hot, she wants it popped back in the microwave for 30 seconds. So she's got her omelet. She puts it down at the table. She goes back up in line to get my nephew, Landon, some pancakes. And she's second in line at the pancake station. Now, the guy who's making the pancakes, now keep in mind, my brother-in-law, myself, my sister's two kids, and my brother-in-law's mom, we're all sitting down and we're already eating. And this is all about my sister for Mother's Day, right?
Aww. Yeah.
So she's second in line. There's a lady in front of her,
uh-oh,
big as a house.
Oh, boy, here we go.
I mean, just...
Is this relevant to the story, Nikhil?
This is absolutely irrelevant.
Okay.
She orders what I thought was six pancakes. Oh. Now, the line is like 10 people deep. My sister's in the number two spot. Mm. And then there's this tall blonde, kind of looks like maybe like one of Trump's daughters. Just beautiful statue, like, you know. And she's like seven deep. And she's getting hot and bothered. She's getting ticked off.
Uh-oh.
So the big girl in front of my sister gets the six pancakes. And somebody must have said something. I didn't hear this part.
Six pancakes?
But she goes, I have five kids here. So she walks over to the table in this little corner that I can't really see from my angle. It looked like there might have been like 8 or 9 different family members at that table.
Yeah.
She goes back in line, gets in front of my sister. She goes, well, excuse me, I have 6 more coming. She ordered 12 pancakes.
What?
For 5 kids.
Uh-oh.
So then my sister, when she finally got back to the table, she's like, yeah, I could sense everybody behind me was starting to get a little agitated. So this tall, beautiful blonde lady who looks like one of Trump's daughters says, you don't have to be so greedy. You know, there's other people waiting. To which the big lady in front of my sister snaps back at her with the, you know, I've got 5 kids. You could wait your time. I paid for my blah, blah, you know. And this is one of like the best buffets I've ever seen for a brunch.
Why didn't you record this?
Yeah, I
thought about doing that, but then I would be a hypocrite because that's what I rip everybody instead of stepping.
I totally would have recorded it.
So my sister finally
and then
comes back.
Heffa.
Yeah, dude. And then you have like multiple waitresses, and the manager comes out to de-escalate it. It's like I'm like, this is Mother's Day brunch.
Heffa need a pancake.
Yeah, it's 10:30 in the morning. And I just finished my coffee on the ride up. I immediately pivoted to the Bloody Mary. Oh, I got a great omelet in front of me. I got shrimp. I got everything I could want. I'm a happy camper. And this guy, or this lady, is just totally abusing the system. So I bring this up. So the question is, what is the proper etiquette when you're at a buffet? And there's a bazillion options. You can go up as many times as you want. And you're being very rude to the group of people behind. And the guy I felt bad for the most is the guy making the pancakes because he's having like a power shortage with his electric griddle. And he's probably like, man, I just want to get these people out of my line, out of my hair, go on with my day. And like, do you have to get back in line and go to the back? Or can you order 12 pancakes and look back at anybody that has a beef with you and say, wait your turn, I paid? I think the lady in the front is out of line. Completely out of line. You get in the back. And, oh, by the way, there's a bazillion other options. So if your kids are that hungry, get them shrimp, get them sausage, get them the grits. There was great scrapple, cooked perfectly, thin and crispy the way it should be made. There was all sorts of good things. I think there's a lot of people that just are obnoxious. They are self-entitled.
Yes.
And it's one of these things where it's like, hey, why don't you just get into the back of the line? And I don't even criticize the lady for saying something. Eventually, you have to say something. Or these people that just think it's all about them and me, 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 and the little tunnel vision world they live in, they abuse the system. And they inconvenience everybody else. What do you think?
Well, I think part of this goes to restaurant management. So if I were working there, because that was like in my college days, is how I put myself through college. So I would say a good manager or assistant manager, or even if you're a waiter there going back and forth, what you do is if somebody has a big order, you say, you know what, we're going to put this in, we'll bring it to your table.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and take, why don't you take other things, you know, that are like your appetizer, even or like the shrimp, whatever.
Yeah.
We're going to bring, because you have a big party, we'll bring those out to you.
Mm-hmm.
That way you expedite the line.
Yeah.
And so part of this is a lack of leadership, a lack of management.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so that to me, that's what that looks like. There was a really easy remedy for the people working there, but they were poorly managed.
Yeah. And then the lady that opened up her mouth in like seven people deep, she then says like, maybe I shouldn't have said something. I'm like, no, you should absolutely like tell this lady to get moving a little bit here. You know, it's not your world and we're just orbiting around you literally and figuratively, by the way.
But you think about it, other places, and that's why even Chick-fil-A, people talk about Chick-fil-A. One of the reasons they're popular is that even if they have a huge line, they have people out there. They're called expediters.
Yeah.
They go through. And this is where, you know, we talk about policy and leadership matters.
Mm-hmm.
High quality leadership or management at the place where you were would have immediately remedied that, would have recognized there's an issue.
Yep, I agree. 855-839-1210. If you want to jump in, Morning Mystery Movie Clip in just about 5 minutes, and we've got another great prize. This is one of my favorite establishments. We'll give you the details about what you can win, and that's coming up next on Kale & Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is the Kale & Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
This segment brought to you by Bounce Back Physical Therapy. If you are suffering with chronic pain when playing golf, tennis, or pickleball, Bounce Back Physical Therapy in Wayne, PA specializes in treating sports injuries. Their licensed physical therapist will get you feeling better in as few as 3 visits. Visit bouncebackpt.com to book an appointment today. All right, let's get to our morning mystery movie clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery Movie Clip on Kale & Company. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I don't think that's a very good attitude. You can't talk about hurting other players.
You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to?
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Man, that movie came out 19 years ago today. Best of luck, caller 12, 855-839-1210, and you will get your choice of a $50 gift card to Nebraska Brazilian Steakhouse or the Iron Abbey in Horsham.
Nice.
Check them out at Nebraska.com or IronAbbey.com. I have been to both and love them tremendously, especially the Brazilian Steakhouse. All those different skewers of meat coming out. Oh, it's meat overload.
You're a big meat guy, aren't you?
Oh, I love meat.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like I eat a steak once a week, but man, when I do eat red meat, it's go time. You're not a big meat guy, but you've bounced back from the vegan experience.
No, I'm back on the meat. I'm back on the meat train.
Jim, can you pull that? Stalker's back on the meat train. I'll need that on the board for later.
I'm with that one.
See, this is why I don't like to
speak,
because everything I do is going to be used as a sound drop later on.
Or be criticized on the YouTube chat.
Yeah, well, I'm fine with that.
Well, you're kind of like a lightning rod.
Think about how boring the show would be if the three of us just sat here and said, I agree with you. Yes, I agree with you. Yes, you're right. Yes, you're right.
Some people want that.
I know. Sit there and have hosts tell you how great everything is.
Yeah. Okay. That's why I tell you how bad everything is.
By the way, I know we're kind of off the rails here.
We are.
You want to discuss what we talked about to open the show this morning?
Yeah, you want me to go there? I'll go.
I don't give a damn.
What?
I don't mind.
What?
So, Dawn, as you know, and I'm not setting this up. You can set it up, Nick. I just want to kind of give Dawn, as you know, the interview that you and Nikhil did with Donald Trump over the weekend, or on Friday, made a lot of headlines over the weekend. We played all those clips this morning, had all those clippings of all the news outlets that picked up the story. Somebody on Twitter tagged a former colleague of Nicholas Kale and asked that person what they thought about Nick Kale interviewing Donald Trump. Nick?
Yeah, and I'll take it away from there.
Okay.
You want me to reveal identities and names too?
Sure,
I can do that.
Yeah,
you know me.
You can do that.
I've got no filter.
You can do that.
A former colleague from here?
No.
In my previous life doing sports down the street. When I was on the other station competing against our sister station down the hall, WIP. So Michael Allenson is the guy who tweeted in response to one of the interviews that we posted, or one of the headlines of Trump. And he goes, at Nick Kale interviewing Donald Trump, your thoughts. And he sent that tweet to former afternoon host at The Fanatic, Mike Missanelli. To which Mike Missanelli says, who? ?
Uh-oh.
And Michael Allenson goes, your ex-coworker. To which Missanelli says, never heard of him. Now, it's interesting because he's got me blocked on Twitter.
He does?
So it's weird that you would block somebody that you apparently, allegedly, never heard of, right?
Well, maybe he's like Stormy Daniels. He has blacked out.
Right. It's just very interesting that...
He choked.
Yeah. You know, as a guy that's, no longer has a show that got replaced by a DEI program, labeled the best show ever, that gets, ratings the equivalent to, NPR radio or some college station that barely shows up in the metrics these days. You know, it's interesting who's kicking ass and taking names and who's kind of sitting at home just tweeting about Donald Trump and derangement syndrome.
Boy.
See, that's the problem. When you're successful and you're in sports, you should just stay out of politics, because you're going to alienate your audience and then become unemployed. That's just usually the way it works. So, I would just say, for a guy that you never heard of, that guy that you never heard of is interviewing the former president of the United States, and
you're at home with, you know, your cat, you know, tweeting.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's just funny to me that he chooses these hills to, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
like, why is he even... Like, I saw what he was, you know, one of our great listeners, Signe Olson.
Yeah, we love Signe. Yeah, she's great.
He responded to her tweet, you know, just saying, like, you know, a bunch of cultists and all that stuff. And I'm just like, dude, what are you doing?
Cultists.
See, the funny thing is, I didn't even see him in that whole, I saw Signe. For some reason, I missed the initial thing that you're talking about.
Yeah. Cult. He would know about a cult. He went to Penn State. That's a cult.
Oh, boy, you're just ingratiating yourself to everybody here.
There we go.
Yeah. Just call it like I see it. If you like it, that's great. If not, so be it.
I just don't understand. I just don't understand how he just sits and tweets at people.
But I would just say this to anybody in my prior profession of sports, that if you don't like the fact that I'm a Trump supporter and I talk politics on the radio now, and you disagree with that, and you don't like that, that's your choice.
That's fine,
and I have no problem with you doing that. I don't like the fact that you tweet and talk about politics on the Joe Biden side of the aisle on a sports station. But anytime, and I'll throw this in, this is not just to Mike, this is to anybody that ever wants to debate me on the issues at hand. If you want to take your guy, Joe Biden, I'll take my guy, Trump, and we will debate the issues of 2016 through 2020 and 2021 through 2024. And we'll see how many issues and where the metrics and data and results line up in favor of the big guy versus Donald Trump. And I think I'll probably beat you on 9 out of 10 issues. So now you have an open invite anytime. The number's open. We let Terry from King of Prussia call in and defend the big guy, Joe Biden. You know, he said the economy's booming. 855-839-1210. I don't run and block people and hide. You want to come get me? I'm right here. 855-839-1210. On Twitter at Nick Kale.
By the way, the show that replaced him is more of a it's a cost friendly
program.
Exactly. I don't know any of those people personally, so I can't comment on it. And I don't think I've ever listened to 10 seconds of that show. But it was
those guys. By the way,
he was expensive. And they are not. So that's the whole...
I have a great relationship with pretty much every single person over there, except for the guy that got zipped because he couldn't get Trump out of his head.
Mm.
That guy's a tool bag. There you go. 855-839-1210. We'll see if that gets picked up by the outlets today.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Crossing Broadway at. All right. We'll come back, get to what's on the cut sheet.
We should take part.
We do got to take our winner, don't we?
Yeah.
Let me grab Anthony, who's in Philadelphia, and I believe he's got the movie correct. Anthony, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning.
All right, here we go. Your choice of a $50 gift card to Nebraska or the Iron Abbey. What was the movie that we played for you?
Kicking and Screaming.
That is correct. Yeah. Kicking and Screaming, Will Ferrell, circa 2005. Do you want the Brazilian Steakhouse or the good old Iron Abbey in Horsham, Anthony?
The gentleman, your caller, told me they were both the same thing. He said, so I'll take the Brazilian Steakhouse.
The Brazilian Steakhouse, it is. All right, Anthony, congratulations. Mm. We thank you for playing and for listening to the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Anthony in Philadelphia.
Going to get some good food.
You got some good comments on YouTube over there?
No. I'm just laughing at the
chat.
What?
No, the jab. I just, you know, it's just stupid.
Yeah.
The whole thing's stupid. Yeah. He, like, Missinelli called Zeoli a racist.
Oh, did he really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a long time ago.
Well, yeah, if you're a Republican,
he adopted a biracial child.
Tell me how many racists are adopting a biracial child.
He's insulted Dom. Like, the whole thing.
You know what I think he just wants?
He's very lonely, in my opinion.
He's lonely?
Yeah, he is.
I don't know. Just hanging out by yourself. Tweeting, rage tweeting at people. It just doesn't sound like a very healthy existence.
There's a reason why most people that have worked with him haven't had many pleasant things to say about the experience.
Well, I don't know why you're giving so much airtime. That's what he wants.
No, it's fine.
He wants attention. You know, anybody in law enforcement listening, call in and tell. whenever you have like a stalker or a creepazoid, they just want attention.
Yeah.
So you never want to give them attention.
Oh. We like conflict on the show.
Oh,
John.
Okay.
that's what I thrive for. Whether it's me and you arguing or Nick arguing with a former talk show host who couldn't keep politics out of his show, which is why he doesn't have a show anymore.
Oh, there you go.
It's all good to me.
Even the left can get canceled by their own. See, it's not just a Republican sharing his views on the radio that gets canceled. God knows you can't talk about that if you're a Trump supporter in sports radio. All right, we'll come back, get to what's on the cut sheet part two as we continue. And if you don't know me, if you never heard of me, just find a way to block me on Twitter. Back after this.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
20 minutes until the Dawn Show gets underway. We'll find out what she has on tap in about 10 minutes. Today in music history, courtesy of our buddy Phil Almquist, and who won social media today. But right now, let's get to what we like to call What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2.
What's on the Cut Sheet?
I do.
By the way, get on over to YouTube, youtube.com/at1210WPHT, youtube.com/at1210WPHT, if you want to see this video. My question is, and maybe Dawn can help me with this question, why are women so angry?
What?
Why are women so angry?
At you?
No, just in general.
Oh, I don't know.
Most are liberal?
So the...
I'm not angry.
Well, no. I got this from USA Today. Oh. There's a new thing called rage rituals. Have you ever heard of this?
Nope.
Where women get together and scream and slam sticks to the ground.
What?
This is from USA Today. This isn't some, like, TikTok thing.
Wow.
This is actually a real thing. I don't know.
Too much time sitting on the Schuylkill in traffic? I don't know. What causes someone to do that?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But they do seem angry.
Okay. Now, maybe they've just had it with men. And so a lot of it's our fault.
They're wealthy white women.
With too much time and money on their hands.
They pay a lot of money.
This emanated in New Hope.
Check this out. If you want to see the video, Nick, you can describe it for the people who are listening on the radio.
Okay.
Because women are socialized to suppress anger.
Oh, that's what it is.
See, this is why you got to let it out, folks. This is why you just got to... either tweet it or call somebody or text or do some cardio. You got to burn off this anger or else you're going to erupt.
Secret Squirrel asked, Greg, be careful what you ask for. That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah, you've taken a lot of digs today, Stalker.
It's all good. That's what I do.
You're going to get Steve Buscemi'd on the way out of the building.
I know. Today. It's all good. All for the sake of my craft.
sake of his craft. How about that demonic laugh right there?
I just hate when people say that. All right, this is rage rituals.
Okay,
women doing this because I guess they hate men. I don't know. Cut 10, Phil. Go.
Cut. Exercise and exorcism.
It's kind of sexy, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, I'll have what she's having.
Oh, boy.
By the way, this is not me doing yard work.
That is not Kristen after I've lost another $50 gambling bet. My God.
When people do this and give themselves permission to release their anger, their capacity for joy actually accelerates. There you go.
Jesus.
So these are women out in the woods.
I'm just gonna tell you this much.
Greg's comment scares me. Greg finds this sexy.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Imagine you're out in the woods and you see this.
This looks like a satanic ritual or
it does.
Something. Doesn't it?
Stalker, really? Is my board faded up?
Oh, no.
Because I think this is the perfect time to play Jennifer Lewis.
I know what mental illness looks like.
I think we have a real mental health. We have an anger problem in this country.
Wow.
I think there's a serious anger problem in this country.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with
That's why people get so triggered on an airplane over the littlest thing or out in public at a restaurant over pancakes at a Mother's Day buffet. Everybody's just on edge.
Yep. Dawn, I want you to say what you normally say about this, because I agree with you about the purpose-driven life, where these women just have no... they're just... they're probably housewives who just have no joy in their lives.
Or so maybe not. Maybe they're... I don't know. Maybe they're...
single, childless women?
Are they in, like, a corporate job that they hate? Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
They could be Planet Fitness members.
You're going to pay more. I don't know. This is, to me, I just think, speaking of purpose-driven life, I would just say, hey, I've got some weeds in the way back of my lawn you could whack. Get out your anger.
Mm-hmm.
Or take Taekwondo or something of that nature. You can still make the sound effects,
but
you're actually learning self-defense and getting exercise.
Yeah.
To go out, to pay somebody, how much do they pay for this? Apparently... you pay, so somebody's really brilliant in playing them,
because
apparently they charge a ton of money, and they say, these rage rituals, you women come out here, pay a lot of money, and you're yelling and screaming and beating sticks, and how much do they pay, like $1,000?
This might be funded by AOC.
Jeez.
Why is everybody so angry?
Yeah.
Everybody's just so angry. Everybody just relax.
This is why I do three things. I golf, I exercise, and I drink. So I don't do that. Okay?
Jeez. Well, we go from rage rituals for women to white people apparently feeling guilty about their race, so they kiss black people's feet.
Yeah, that's kinky. Does that turn you on too, Greg?
No, it does not.
I know you like women slamming sticks.
Yeah, and see, this is also misguided, because now you're going to have people with a foot fetish walking up to, you know what I mean, attractive African-American people and kissing their feet. They'll be like, get away from me. What are you doing?
Yeah.
So these two, this couple, just, I guess these are like street performers or something.
Okay.
And this couple just goes up to... you have to see the video. This couple goes up to him and just starts kissing all of their feet.
Mm-hmm. You sure this isn't my mother-in-law?
I don't know what's happening here. Like, we've lost our minds. Cut 11, Phil, go.
Here it is, right here.
Look at these.
There you go. This is the white man. Get these white women and get these white people in hand, man. Keep on coming.
Look at these two.
Keep on coming. Keep on coming, Mr. White Man. Keep on going.
That guy being totally emasculated as him and his...
Oh, Christ, man. You understand? Now, they showing what it means.
Kissing their...
really salute a prophet and a priest of the Lord.
Right.
Keep going.
What is happening here?
This is disgusting.
Come on, folks. Get your boot kissed, man. Get properly saluted.
Point out.
I am never kissing anybody's boot.
Yeah, I get it.
I thought it was like their toes, like they were kissing their bare feet.
They're kissing all of their... Look at these two.
After those boots have been all over the dirty grounds of whatever city that is.
Oh, my God.
My God. Have some self-respect. Good Lord.
By the way, you think that guy's a cuck?
Jeez.
A what?
Google it.
Or don't.
Please don't. It's a sin. I'm telling you what, man. Some of these people, there's just... like, imagine having this feeling of guilt over something that you had no control over, and you have no control of what you are, right? Like, it's just so nauseating. Oh, my God.
I don't know what to say about
that. I wouldn't kiss Nick Saban's feet. And that guy's brought me as much joy as my wife and children, okay? These people are just warped individuals.
He's like, honey, you know, because of what the white man has done, we should go over and kiss all of these.
Check his Twitter
feet out.
I'm going to guess he's got his vaccination status in his Twitter. He's got the Ukraine flag. He probably has a mask in his profile picture. And he's got a hashtag BLM.
All right, guys.
Frauds.
That's what I got for you.
All right. Coming up next.
We're
just going to find out right now. I'm all thrown off today. Sorry. Let's find out what's on tap for the Dawn Show. Just 10 minutes and 7 seconds out.
We will, of course, you'll hear from Trump, who just spoke out a few moments ago, because after that wild weekend and Mother's Day, he's back in a Manhattan court to have to hear Michael Cohen speak. So Trump spoke just a couple of minutes ago. So we'll play that right off the bat at the top of the show. We also have some great interviews lined up. Andy Bloom, who used to work here.
Oh, yeah.
And now, nice. Yes. Yeah, so now he is a political analyst and owns a consultant business. He's going to be along to talk about the pro-Palestinian so-called protesters and how they're misinformed. And we'll update the UPenn situation and how many of those people were actually students or
I read his columns from time
to time.
Liberty. He's got some interesting perspective on a lot of different politics.
And because it's National Police, you know, Respect and Awareness Week, we'll talk to our friend at 10:30, Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith. So we'll talk about all these policing issues, including the state police update of that trooper that was fired. Just a lot coming up, a lot ahead.
All right, the Dawn Show, 9 minutes out as we get to a Monday edition of, we like to call it Today in Music History. It could be what Phil did over for the weekend, what he saw, what he had for breakfast, but it's Phil's time.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history, Gale and Company.
Today, Monday, May 13th, we celebrate the birthdays of Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish, Paul Thompson, the drummer for Roxy Music, Richie Valens, and Stevie Wonder. Singles include Painted Black by The Stones from 66 and Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden from 94. Also on this day in 2008, Frank Sinatra gets his own stamp 10 years after his death. In 2002, Eddie Money appeared on The King of Queens. In 78, Jimmy Buffett appeared on Saturday Night Live for his first and only time. And just an FYI, for those going to Camden for a concert this year, well, last night, Freedom Mortgage Pavilion opened for the first time this season as Neil Young headlined. Yes, of course, I was there.
This is the photo evidence.
Speaking of yesterday, yesterday was, of course, Mother's Day. So in honor of all the moms out there, hope you all had a great day. Here's my top five mother-related songs. And the picks will be from the album they're off of. Number five, Iron Maiden with Mother of Mercy. And, well, Maiden makes me happy. So, number four, Queen, Tie Your Mother Down.
Yeah.
Number three, Paul Simon with Mother and Child Reunion. Number two, Shine Down with Simple Man, not the Skinner version, because the Shine Down version is what I used to dance with my mom on my wedding day. And number one, my favorite rock song of all time, Mama by Genesis. Have a great day. For Kale and Company, I'm Phil Omquist.
Wow.
It was
Woo!
So long the music bed ran out. Who knew?
Woo!
Great work,
Mama.
Phil.
Yeah.
By the way, I like when Phil comes on with the today.
Yeah.
I might steal that and get rid of In Away We Go.
No, I like In Away We Go.
Can't.
Yeah. That's your staple.
Yeah. All right.
Even when you're off.
By the way,
In Away We Go.
At the end of the show, everybody must kiss my feet.
Okay. Sounds good.
All line up. All right.
And remember, folks, if you don't know anybody, just block them on Twitter. All right.
Oh, man.
Everybody have a great rest of their Monday. Stay tuned. The Dawn Show is next. We're back tomorrow at 6, and as the binder would say,
I'll see you tomorrow. Come talk to me.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.